I wonder how many times that God told us to be thankful. And so I went in and looked it up, and wow, we're going to talk about some of those today and about Thanksgiving. I want to start out with a scripture that doesn't make any sense to the average person. I mean, if God is moving something, doing something good, is it easy to thank Him? Oh, it's easy to praise the Lord and thank Him whenever you just got a new job, you know, and it paid twice as much money as the old job, you know, or your children, one of them just got some kind of special awards at school and they come home all happy and everything. And, oh, well, let's thank the Lord for that. But what do you do whenever somebody calls you and said your daughter just got killed in a car wreck? What do they call and say, you know, I'm sorry, but we're repossessing your house. You've just lost your job. And what do people do? I mean, it's real easy to praise Him in the good times, isn't it? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 23. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Praise God for men and women all over America today that's been standing in pulpits or are standing in pulpits this afternoon and tonight. They're teaching people about God's Word, and they're teaching with what they know. We ought to all be willing to go to any kind of church that teaches the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it shouldn't have to have a sign on it, non-denominational or Baptist or Methodist or Catholic or Pentecostal. I mean, when somebody calls me and wants me to come speak in their church, I never even ask what kind of church it is. I could care less. Had somebody tell me one day, well, you need to be careful. You might get into a Mormon church or a Jehovah's Witness church. I jumped up and down and said, praise God. I would be happy to preach in a Jehovah's Witness church. I would be happy to preach in a Mormon church. Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Church of Christ, it makes no difference to me. I have the one and only true God. And He can touch your hearts, I'm telling you. So let's go to the 13 and 14. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now exhort your brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Now He's telling us right here, the first thing we should do is we should praise the Lord and thank Him for the men and women that are teaching us and guiding us in the spiritual things. And then look at verse 14. And we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. What does that mean? If you got anybody in the church that's living outside of the commands of Christ, they are unruly. And are they unruly people in the church today? Oh, the place is full of them. That's why the church has got so much problems. That's why there's so many sick and afflicted people, and they have children that are sick and afflicted, and there's demon possession and everything else, because the people in the church are unruly. They do not obey God. They don't do what He says. Now we exhort you, brethren, you warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient toward all men. Now that's difficult, to be patient toward all men. Okay, verse 15 and 16. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. So we want to make sure we do not return evil for evil, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. We're always supposed to rejoice, right? In all things, we're supposed to rejoice, right? What if it's a good day and you just got a somebody just come in and your boss comes in and say, I'm just going to give you $100 a week increase in pay. Could you rejoice? Amen. Amen. But what if they come in and said, we're going to cut you $100 a week? The world does not understand that. Lord, I rejoice in all things. You know what would probably happen if your boss come in and told you he's going to cut you $100 a week and you said, praise the Lord. I know this is of God. I don't know what He's trying to teach me, but I praise Him and I rejoice in all things. The boss will look at you and said, oh, I'm sorry, that was to give you $100 a week increase. Because most people wouldn't respond like that, right? You know, the Lord does put us to the test, doesn't He? Yes, He does. Rejoice evermore. Then verse 17 and 18, pray without ceasing. Now, I don't know very many people that go around praying all the time. You know, we need to be praying all the time, and about everything. I learned this lesson a long time ago. I should never do anything without praying and rejoicing and thanking the Lord. You know, people that are always grumbling and complaining about everything, you ain't gonna get much. Then he says, not only rejoice, but he says, pray without ceasing. And then he says, in everything give thanks. Now, this really don't make no sense, especially if you just got cut $100 a week. The boss comes in and says, I'm sorry, we're going to cut your pay $100 a week. You say, oh, Lord, praise the Lord, I'm rejoicing. Thank you, Lord, for cutting my pay $100 a week. That's like when they fired me. I mean, after 29 years in the engineering world, the company that bought the company that I was working for, they didn't like what I did in the spiritual world. Now, they were very happy with my work. That was not a problem. But because I wouldn't stop praying for people on the jobs, they called me in and fired me. Or whenever the lady handed me my walking papers, I looked at it. I said, well, praise God. And she said, sir, do you not understand what that is you just read? I said, yeah, that's my walking papers. Y'all just fired me. After 29 years, I have been fired. She said, Mr. Scrivener, you're in your early 60s. She said, it'll be almost impossible for you to get another job. I said, ma'am, I never worked for y'all in the first place. I work for Jesus Christ. He's always my boss. I said, I have no idea what God's got for me, but I know it's going to be much better. Obviously, he's through with me in the engineering world. I said, so he's going to use me somewhere. So these people were beside themselves. I said, praise God. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, Lord, I'm so thankful that you fired me today. I can't wait to see what my next opportunity, my next job is. Those people were just awestruck. But just because I don't have a job here, I know he's going to bless my socks off doing something. And I ain't never been as blessed as I was. I mean, I have never seen so many miracles. I've never seen so many healings and everything. And many people come to Jesus. And since they fired me, when they fired me, now I got time to go. When people want me to come somewhere to speak, I don't have to worry about my job or being able to take off a couple of days to go speak. I can just go anywhere I want to when I want to. Isn't that wonderful? If I want to stay for a week or 2 days, or we want to go to Norway and we go over there planning to stay a week, and at the end of the first week, the man that owned the TV station said, you can't just stay a week. Now you got to stay another week. Well, see, I didn't take a week's vacation to go over there. I'm working for Jesus. So 24/7, I belong to the King. So I can stay over there in Norway as long as he wants me to stay. And I'm telling you, God done some of the most awesome things. We saw some of the greatest miracles in Norway we've ever seen. But we see them everywhere. Because Jesus is everywhere, isn't he? But he told us to rejoice, pray without ceasing. And he says, give thanks in everything. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks in everything. Whenever your children treat you wrong. Thank you, Lord, that my children treated me like dirt. Thank you, Lord, that my wife left me. That's like the other day, Cheryl. She was not having a good day, you know, and I come in. I said, hey, honey. I said, hi, let's go get something to eat. And I just walked on by the ministry center. She was in there. So I come in here, and I thought she was going to come in here. But since I didn't go over and tell her, hey, honey, come on, let's go get something to eat, she got all upset with me because I just walked in and said, hi, let's go get something to eat. So she didn't come. And so later I went up there and she was not having a good day. When she told me she wasn't having a good day, I said, praise the Lord. And she says, well, I guess you'd rather, I'm going back to the back and do the work. I said, praise the Lord. She said, are you trying to get rid of me? I said, praise the Lord. And did the Lord tell me to praise him in all things? If my wife ain't having a good day, you know how long it took her to get over that? In just a few minutes. See, if I'm doing it God's way, who's going to move on her heart to make her get back in? That's right. The King is going to move on my wife's heart. Just like she tells y'all all the time. Anytime I get out of a love walk with her just a little bit, what does she do? She goes to the throne of grace and says, Father, in Jesus' name, make my husband more like Jesus so he'll walk closer to you. And within a few minutes, I'm totally changed. And it's totally changed because of her prayer. But, you know, it makes it real easy to do what God says, praise him and thank him for everything. But sometimes it's difficult when something goes wrong to praise him and thank him for the things that are bad. At least they appear to be bad to us. You know, sometimes to us, everything that God does to us is not good, is it? But he knows what he's doing. That's just like with the losing of Betty and Amanda. You know, I think about them, and I think about Caitlin and Kelly. But if all that hadn't happened, just like it did, God would never have put me in the place I am. That little boy that Jeff told you about a while ago, he'd probably be dead now. Because if Kelly and Caitlin had not been in that hospital in Cook's Medical Center, I can tell you there are 7 other children besides those 2 that would have died in that month. When people that are in church, they call themselves Christians, that's not walking ruly but walking unruly, that's why their children get shot. See, that mother was living in sin. Whenever I saw that mother and she said, "Sir, will you pray for me?" I said, "Of course I will, but there's some things I got to know about you first." And she said, "Like what?" I said, "Well, ma'am, I see you're pregnant." "Well, what's that got to do with it?" I said, "Maybe nothing. Maybe everything." I said, "There's a child in your womb conceived in wedlock by a husband or out of wedlock?" She said, "Well, out of wedlock, I'm living with the man I'm not married to." I said, "Then that's why your son is laying in there with a bullet through his back, and the doctors are telling you he ain't going to live." See, people don't understand that when God says, "I will curse you, I will curse your children to the 4th generation for your sin," people don't believe that no more. They do not believe that. They just don't understand. So when I got the mother to repent of her sins and make God a promise, right there in ICU, when's the last time you saw a little 28, 30-year-old girl fall down on her knees like this and say, "God, I ask you to forgive me for having sex with a boy I wasn't married to"? When's the last time you saw that in ICU? That's the first time I'd ever saw it in my life, but she did it. And then I told her, I said, "Okay, now that you've repented," I said, "that's all God's looking for. You made him a promise you'll stop doing what you're doing." I said, "Now show me where your son is." And when I asked the nurse if he's going to live or die, and of course she shook her head, "He's not going to live." And so I walked up to the head of the bed and put my fingers right there on his temples. I said, "Satan, you have lost this boy. Jesus Christ, he's the victor. And because your mother has repented, you're going to be the winner in Jesus' name." And the first words he said, that "Satan has lost me and Jesus has won the victory." Hadn't that amazed 6-year-old boy?
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "Thanksgiving with Hands Held High," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.